Even though the teaching of Jesus, like we just heard, is often full of humor, there's this biting edge that also strikes to the heart. How do we live with integrity? That seems to be this question. I'm sure we all want to be the best disciples that we can be, to love the best that we can, to experience this sense of gratitude and generosity, and to share that with those around us. But we also know, I think, from first-hand experience, this reality of the way that I fail, the way that perhaps at least some of you also fail. You know, that sense of being guided by someone that doesn't seem to know what they're doing or where they're going. And that's not a very helpful place to be or to go. So also that whole experience that again, is full of humor. You know, we see something that is wrong with somebody else, and it's such a tempting thing to just point it out. But in fact, you know, that recognition that there's something even more profoundly that is blocking my own sense of reality, my own grasp of the truth of what is happening in this situation. And in that moment, to have that humility to say, I can't criticize another person. I can't correct someone else. I can't fix someone else. All I can do is attend to my own needs, my own wounds, my own faults, all of the things that have gone wrong in my experience. And at least I can attend to that. You know, I used to greatly disdain the old serenity prayer, thinking that it wasn't a very good prayer. But in my more adult years, I've realized just the profound depths of what that prayer can offer. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That is the reality, that we can change ourselves and we can grow with that integrity of heart and of life. That integrity that we experience either, we're told, through falling deeply in love or through suffering. That seems to be the two paths to human maturity, to those experiences that allow that sense of integrity to flow. That reality that the life that I'm living, the world that I occupy, is often so very small. But through suffering and through love, we begin to expand our horizons. We begin to understand that there is this bigger world, this bigger reality that is out of that. We are able to walk in humility because we're simply able to walk with our feet firmly rooted on the ground. That's where the roots of the word humility comes from. Humus, to mean the soil, just to have that sense of being connected with reality. Not being too great, not looking for things that are beyond us, as one of the Psalms says, Psalm 129. But that reality that, no, it's in this encounter with the gift of God's love. It's in letting that love change us. It's in letting that love flow through us and freeing us to experience this grace and this gift. That's when transformation begins to happen. So the gospel is reminding us today that, yes, we're meant to live with this fruitfulness. We're meant, as the Alleluia verse says, to shine on the world like bright stars, for we are offering it the word of life. It's not coming from us. It's not coming from our own gifts. It's not coming from our own experiences. But it's tapping into that deeper reality of the God that is always available to us, the God who is always present to us, the God who is wanting to bestow this good fruit upon us and wanting us to be fruitful then in turn within the world. It's a great criteria for making those judgments that we do need to make in the world. You know, when we're looking at particular situations in the world, like the war that is currently being unleashed upon the Ukraine, and you know, wondering how can we make sense of all of this? You know, there are people that are saying that, well, Vladimir Putin is a deeply Christian man and he's doing this for very Christian reasons. And I kind of wonder, does that line up? Is that the fruit that we should be looking for in a person who claims to be a Christian? Acts of violence and hatred and killing, is that the fruit of a life of discipleship? And I would say no, that can't be reconciled with this whole attitude of discipleship. It's a great and simple test. Does the fruit match the reality? Does the fruit match the rhetoric? And it's a great way to discern any given situation. And in this day, we're invited to really pray for peace, to pray that we will experience this gentleness of God's heart, that we will allow the God of love and the God who calls us through suffering to growth and maturity, to find that life, to be able to accept a world bigger than our own, and to get out of our own little judgments and allow God's grace to call us, to soften our hearts and allow us to live as fully human, fully integrated, fully whole people who have been encountered by the love and mercy of God.